Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Woody Wharton, and I'm coming to you live from Hope Mills, North Carolina. And tonight, we have several guests on the line, and we are going to talk about We Share Crowdfunding. But first, what I'd like to do is introduce our host of the call, a very good friend of mine, a mentor of mine, someone that I've known for a very long time, very active in the community, a pastor, and a former heavyweight champion of the world, Mr. James Bone Crusher Smith. Bone Crusher, take it away.
Thank you very much, Woody. And, yes, I'm here. Actually, I came into Fayetteville, North Carolina today. My brother-in-law passed a couple of days ago, and they're having his funeral tomorrow. And normally I would be in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, but it's cold in Fayetteville and Myrtle Beach. And I'm excited about being on the call tonight. And, you know, I want to thank you again, Woody, and thank you for letting me know about We Share Crowdfunding. And a couple months ago, you kept texting me and emailing me and said, take a look at We Share Crowdfunding. Have I ever heard of We Share Crowdfunding? You said, crowdfunding. I said, no. And then you begin to explain it to me, and I'm so glad you did. And this is real simple. And I think because it's so simple, it kind of goes over people's head. And, you know, like you said, I work very actively in the community. I'm working on a project right now to teach people, the kids, how to write their own book. And it's called the Do Right Challenge. And it's part of Champion for Kids, which I started many years ago, being a mentor to kids and their parents and people in the community. And We Share Crowdfunding is an excellent way to raise money. And as you know, I made a small donation to your project, which got my project started. And you've been very helpful to me and my teammates, and I'm very excited. So I want to, at this time, Woody, just turn it back to you and let you encourage you to share your story and tell the folks how you got started We Share Crowdfunding. Back to you, Woody.
All right, well, thank you, Bone Crusher. I had a friend of mine, his name is Clarence Montgomery, introduce crowdfunding to me back in around October timeframe. And he sent me an email, and I took a look at it. And really, truthfully, I kind of thought I knew all about crowdfunding because I had tried to do a crowdfunding project before on one of the other platforms. And I put my project page up there, and I sent it to all my friends on Facebook and Twitter, and I was waiting for all the money to come in. And what happened was I didn't receive any donations. I mean, a week, 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks went by, and I didn't receive any donations. So at about that time, I figured crowdfunding just didn't work. And my friends started emailing me about this company called We Share Crowdfunding. And, you know, I kind of put it on the back burner. I kind of said, you know, I tried that before. It didn't work. And he kept sending me stuff. And one day he sent me a message, and he said, Woody, is there anything that you need to raise funds for? And, you know, that resonated with me because I needed to raise funds for a bus because I own a before and after school center with kids, and we transport kids to and from school. And my bus transmission went out, and so we were using vans, and I really, really needed a bus. And I messaged him back, and I said, yeah, I need a bus. And he sent me a message back and said, well, you can get a bus by doing this. And so I decided to take a little more look at it, and it took me about a week. I got online, and I researched crowdfunding and We Share Crowdfunding. And after about a week, I figured, I said, wow. I called him back, and I said, hey, Monty, this might just work. And he showed me how to get started, and I went ahead and got started, and all I did was make a small donation to his project. And once I did that, I was able to put my project page up, and truthfully, I'm well on my way to getting that bus. I think it'll probably be about another 30 to 45 days, and I'll be able to put up pictures and testify that I do have that bus. And you know, I'm just glad that he was persistent at sending the program to me and showing me that WeShare is the way of the future and that we can be able to go out and help a lot of people with their projects, whether they're small or big. And what I want to do at this time is I want to bring Clarence on and let him talk a little bit about WeShare and, you know, a little bit of how we can get started and just the ABC. So, Clarence, you out there?
Yes, sir, Mr. Warden. This is Clarence Montgomery from Fayetteville, North Carolina, with you. How are you doing tonight?
We're doing good.
Awesome, awesome. And the champ. Champ, thanks for having me on the call.
Absolutely, anytime.
All right, well, let's start out with what is crowdfunding? And crowdfunding is just a simple way to raise funds from a lot of people, normally it's via the Internet. And what we're doing here is donation-based crowdfunding. Now, there are other concepts of crowdfunding, like real estate. You can do reward-based. But what we're doing is donation-based, where anybody can set up a project for any purpose, cause, or personal need to raise money. Now, with that being said, our platform is real simple. It's intuitive. You get free hosting, meaning you can set up your project page and it costs you nothing. And your project page is easy to set up. If you're familiar with your computer, you can download, upload files, and just a simple copy and paste into your project box here about what you're going to be raising money for, and you can add an image. You can find these images on Google or from Facebook or from your own pictures you take with your own camera. The back office is trackable, all your donations and your projects, and the projects that are referred to the platform is all handled for you. Another feature of what we have here is, which I like, is the fact that it only requires two people really to get started on the platform. And you can get started with a minimum of a $50 donation, which is affordable for anyone. So in a nutshell, we have a very simple platform. We call it a community platform. Instead of going out trying to solicit hundreds and thousands of donations, we share our donations with other project managers. So get back with the person that introduced you to WeShare, and they should have a video for you to watch, which is about 10 to 15 minutes, that will give you some insights on just how we are going about approaching other individuals and organizations to get their project started. A little background on crowdfunding. You know, this is just an old concept that started years ago. And some of the newer platforms really started around 2010. So it's not new in that respect, but most of us in the community have never really paid attention to crowdfunding because we thought it was for emergency situations or for businesses. In fact, that's how I was introduced to it. And I really looked the other way for almost a year because I thought I had to own a business in order to be involved. So once the dust settled and we started to investigate, we found out that anyone with a specific cause or personal need could start their own project and start raising donations. And another feature about this particular platform is, unlike getting a loan from a bank, you don't have to pay any donations back. So this is why a lot of businesses are taking a look at it, to expand their businesses. Because without good credit, you can't get the loans from the bank. So I know I kind of rambled on a little bit about crowdfunding and a little bit about the platform. But for all those new and listening tonight, you can go to yourfund.info. That's Y-O-U-R, fund, F-U-N-D, .info. And there's two short video presentations that kind of give you a good overview of the website. So with that being said, Woody, back to you. And if you have any other questions, I'm going to stay on the line, and I'll chime back in.
Hey, well, thank you, Monty. Just a question. What do you think the average time is for somebody to put their project page up once they get on the computer and familiarize themselves?
Well, from the people that I've had register projects, anywhere from 15 to 20 minutes until about 30 minutes. If you have no computer experience at all, we can help you get your project set up in about 30 minutes. If you can get a picture or image and just email it back to one of us, we can have your project up in no less than 30 minutes.
Okay, awesome. So pretty much it's pretty simple, and then they can just start sharing their project with other people out there and start receiving donations.
Exactly. In fact, I use the word intuitive because most of us are familiar with Facebook, and we know how to upload pictures from our camera and download pictures to our computers, and we email them out or we text them out. So our project page to set it up is just that intuitive. You can upload, download, copy and paste, and within minutes you could have a website link that you could send that out to your contacts, test it out to your contacts, text it out to your friends and family, and you're off to the races.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Monty. We really appreciate you sharing that information with us. I think at this time I want to go back to Bone Crusher. I think you got a special guest on the call tonight.
Yeah, thank you, Woody. Thank you, Monty. Those are very encouraging words, and I want to thank you for sharing it with Woody, where Woody shared it with me. And a couple of days ago, I had a chance to be on a call with Coach, a very good friend of mine. He's up in out of the Norfolk, Virginia area. We've been knowing each other for a number of years, and he was played professional basketball in the ABA. But I'm going to let him share his own story. If it's the guy I think is on the call, I'm not looking at the board. But Coach Hatcher, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Bone. How you doing, bud?
Good. Why don't you come on and introduce yourself? I tried to introduce you as best as I possibly could, but why don't you tell the people who you are and what you and I are doing together, please?
Well, I'm Coach Hatcher, host of Sports Inside and Out, Legends of Sports show, and of course we're broadcasting nationally and internationally on Armed Forces Network, and of course our show is based around the great sports legends of sports, of course, and we're now embarking on our new Simulcast, which should be on Comcast cable and Star Wars Entertainment Network, as well as still in function with Clear Channel and iHeartRadio. So it's basically a platform for the great legends, and we've been at ever since we left ESPN some time ago. And, of course, our relationship with Bone being one of the premier sports legends that we have, the cause marketing platform for. Bone's coming on board our television simulcast to be a part of our boxing contingent. And we're members of the National Basketball Retired Players Association, of course. All of us at one time played the ABA, NBA, Harlem Globetrotters, WNBA, and such. And we're very, very privileged to be able to, over the years, to collaborate and cadre with all of our friends in every sports of it, including professional soccer now. So Bone is an integral part of our cadre, not only through our friendship, but because of his assets that he brings to bear with our broadcasting and interaction. But, you know, it's a great situation to be able to utilize your friends in the professional realm to be able to communicate, dialogue, help you, help society, and help the legends as well to be a platform of relevancy again in today's sports society. So that's basically it. Our show is hosted by not just myself, Coach Hatcher, but former 76er great Wally Jones. Of course, we have Sam Jones. We got guys in the football cadre from Darnell Wolford, Billy Joe Dupree, Ed Tuton Jones, many of the other guys. And, of course, the boxing contingent. James is the contributor that handles the interviews of boxing. And, you know, we really look forward to 2015. 15 launch in fourth quarter for fall programming for the Simulcast, and, you know, just getting things in order for him. We're very proud of Bone, and, you know, James has done a heck of a job, and, not just with us as legends, but he's done such a tremendous job in the initiatives that he takes to heart and utilizing his fan constituency in the U.S. and abroad. His Champion for Kids is a tremendous program. This is, we use our Shoot for the Star and Champion for Champions program. His initiative is very, very much relevant and needed in today's society for his fan constituency. And with the bad imagery we have now with role models, and we continue to use our impact that way. But again, I'm very happy to be on with you, James, and of course your peers here in the in your and just checking out the program or business concepts you got. It seems to be very interesting. We're in the movie production business now, doing documentaries with Julia Servant and George Gervin and Errol Foreman and such. So that might be something that we can get our producers to start looking at, because we got several major video documentary projects coming up in the very near future. So it's very interesting, James. And I congratulate you and your fellow compatriots on the line. It seems to be doing something, and it's throwing something out that is very interesting and very relevant, it seems like.
Absolutely, Coach. And again, I want to thank you for joining us tonight. And
yes.
Last night, we taped a 5-minute or 10-minute show for you, and which will be aired real soon. And I had a chance.
It's all right now. It's all right now. 85,000 popped up as soon as we got it up on air today. So,
yeah, wow.
we expect a Nielsen round. 1 to 2.3 million over the weekend and going into the first of the week, you know. So your show is really is going to be very, very much impactful and getting ready for our simulcast. So we're very, very happy for that to happen. 85,000 before we even got through the first series of posts, James. So you got
wow.
A lot of fans out there.
yeah, man, and. Hey, I sent that information on to Mike, the promoter of Roy Jones Jr. I'm going to be with him on March the 6th, March the 5th. We got a press conference in near Charlotte. Roy Jones Jr. is going to fight March the 6th near Charlotte, Concord, North Carolina. That's where the big Motor Speedway is, Charlotte Motor Speedway. And I told him that you expressed some interest in being there, and that you also expressed interest for me to interview Roy Jones as part of your program. So I'm waiting to hear back from him, and hopefully you'll be able to join us down in Charlotte, Concord, North Carolina, on March 5th and March 6th.
Well, we look forward to it, and we'll be able to bring the camera crew down with us. So we look forward to it, James. But again, we'd like to invite you to the Stella Awards in Las Vegas this year. That'll be the soft opening for our network, Sports Entertainment, Stella Awards Entertainment Network, where this annual Stella Awards.
When is that? Next week? I'm ready to go.
March 28th. We're taping for the national show on NBC on, I think it's March 28th, and the delayed taping, same as the Oscars and Grammys are. And the Stella Awards this year is going to be at Rio Concentric there in Las Vegas. It's going to be the venue this year. So we look forward to it, and hopefully we can get out of there.
Absolutely. We got a very good friend that we're going to bring up next. He's in Las Vegas. And matter of fact, I had a chance to meet him and spend some time with him in Las Vegas a little over a month ago at the WBC convention. And Woody, should I go ahead and bring Jay on, or I throw it back to you and you bring him on? Maybe Woody.
James, you got it. Jay. Bring him on.
Jay, are you there?
I am indeed. Can you hear me okay, champ?
Yes, I can hear you, man. Bring us greetings and bring us some nice warm weather from Las Vegas. I'm coming up to that date tonight. Welcome to the call.
Well, thank you. So I'll tell you what, it's an honor to be invited by you on your call and to actually hear Coach Hatcher and with Woody and Monty as well. It's pretty warm down here, sitting outside in shorts, doing a nice radio show with you. And I'll tell you what, I couldn't be more excited about what's happening within WeShare Crowdfunding. Literally 6 months ago, I had no idea what crowdfunding was. I really didn't hear about it. Didn't know anything about it. It took me about 2 months to realize how powerful it was then. But we saw the WeShare platform that they set up within the community. It just blew me away. And for my project, I've already raised thousands of dollars towards my project. Because we have such a great community of people like yourself and like Woody and like Monty and hundreds upon hundreds of others in our community. And what we found, though, is we were pretty much, we started on a gravel road with WeShare. And actually, we're all pioneers, and we're paving the way through this. And to see the talent and the type of people that have actually joined our community, and then we realized certain people or different groups of people had certain types of needs. And to be able to find the talent within our community that could fulfill those needs or the solutions to their needs, we've created a lot of extra work or extra videos, brochures we're going to talk about in a moment, and anything that everybody's came to us with, we've created those to make them feel more comfortable with sharing this in their community and really doing good in their community. And the latest addition that we have is we created some brochures, and actually I want to thank Trish Holloman. She actually made the brochure up, and we just got 5,000 of them shipped to us, and we've almost shipped 5,000 out. And I think what's happening here, guys, folks, is that this is not a networking MLM type of company. This applies to everybody that walks, talks, and breathes, because everybody has a purpose, a passion, and a why in life. And they really want to get to that next level and fulfill that, whatever that is. But they don't quite know how to do it. But if you can put a brochure in their hand where they can just give it to their pastor, where they can give it to the local store owner, where they can give it to anybody, it doesn't matter. And with a little bit of information on it, and they can go see if this is something for them, if this is something that's going to help them fulfill their why, their passion in life, it's just another thing that we've done for the community. Very inexpensive, and once again, if you're in WeShare or if you're thinking about coming to WeShare, you get in WeShare, just contact the person that invited you into WeShare, and we can they'll get you the information and how to order as many as those as you would like. Outside of that, Champ, I just I love what you guys are doing, love the community, and I'm just having a ball. Thank you so much, and I'm hoping you're gonna come to Vegas like Coach said.
Me too. I mean, I fought in Las Vegas 6 times, so I don't really have to be talked into going to Las Vegas. It's always a pleasure. Got new friends there now, so it's a great deal. Woody, I'm gonna throw it back to you. What time do we have now?
We're at about coming up on 24-25 minutes. Well, hey, I just want to ask Jay a question there about those brochures, Jay. I've been hearing a whole lot about them. I saw a couple of proofs of them. If people wanted to order them, Jay, is there a minimum amount or a maximum amount that they need to do, or what's the deal there?
I'll tell you, Woody. We had to keep it minimum only because of shipping. So if you order 100 brochures anywhere in the continental United States, 100 brochures, they're full-color, both-sides, trifold, glossy, beautiful, is only $25 shipped to you. So basically,
okay.
25 cents a piece.
Awesome. Yeah, and I saw the brochures, and they look really, really good. They just need to get back in touch with the person to introduce them, or is there a number they can call, or what do we need to do?
Well, you know what? If they want to give me a call at area code 702-782-0393, there again, my name's Jay, And if they would like some brochures, just call me up. I'll have them in the mail the same day. They're shipped priority mail. You'll have them in 3 days anywhere in the continental United States, and you're ready to go.
Awesome. So you heard that, folks. We're going to call Jay at 702-782-0393. Again, that's 702-782-0393. And you can get your brochure shipped to you for $25, and that includes shipping. All right, Mona, I don't think our other guests have come on. I don't see them. So if you want to wrap up the call, we can go ahead and wrap it up and with your closing remarks, and you know, we'll just have to see people next week.
Yeah, Dr. Trish Holloman, did you get on the call? I guess not.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to thank all of our speakers, guests, that spoke tonight and sharing great information. I think it's a great opportunity to have this call on Friday nights. We want to invite people. We try not to keep it too long. We want to keep it interesting and to the point, and keep it exciting. We Share Crowdfunding is very exciting. You start getting those donations to your project. It's very, very exciting, and it's been kind of a tough week for me this week. I lost a very good friend of mine, my brother-in-law, my older sister's husband, and that's the reason I'm in the Fayetteville area, and I'll be here tomorrow with the funeral and be headed back to Myrtle Beach. So if you guys got anybody in the Myrtle Beach area, or you'd like for me to talk to anybody on your behalf, feel free to call me, and I'm going to be following up with Coach Hatcher, and hopefully we can get him started with We Share Crowdfunding. But my number is 910-658-3408. That's 910-658-3408. And thank you to Woody and Monty and Jay and Coach Hatcher for being on the call tonight. And God bless you and good night.
Thank you, Champ.
Thank you.